Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great start of the week. As always, before we hop into this episode, I would ask if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review. If you guys don't know, that is how these platforms actually share it to people who have never heard it before. Similar to how TikTok has its review page, Instagram has its explore page, these podcasts share new podcast to people based off of its rating and reviews, so it would mean the absolute world to me to help us grow. All right, happy Monday or whatever day you guys are listening to this. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit of a controversial topic, and that is the birth control pill. Hormonal birth control has taken over the world in the female space, so I'm going to share some of my thoughts on it, some things that I truly believe has been happening because of birth control, and some actual things that are proven to happen because of birth control, to just hopefully help enlighten some people, not to shame anyone for being on the pill, because a lot of us aren't told about what actually is going on from taking birth control. Instead, it's just kind of thrown on us from a young age as this band-aid solution to, you know, quote unquote, fix our period or acne, or, you know, to just make sure you're not getting pregnant. And it makes me so sad on how many girls actually have no idea what's going on with their bodies, with or without birth control, actually, how we're just not taught about our hormones and our cycles. So doing my best to absolutely just share this news to anyone who is interested to hear it, because it genuinely changed my life. So just kind of wanted to go on a little birth control ramble today. So I was having period problems about like 6 months ago-ish, and I went to the gynecologist for the first time expecting, you know, some conversation. I went in knowing already that I didn't want to go on the pill because I already knew how bad it was. I mean, I had period problems like years ago, and then I switched over about 9-10 months ago now into like an animal-based diet, and it completely changed my cycle. And then back in like holiday season of 2023, I started getting, you know, a little bit irregular periods, and my cycle kind of changed a little bit. So I went to the gynecologist just to see what was up. I went to the regular doctor, got blood work done, and, you know, Western medicine is definitely not the best, so I didn't really have a good experience. So I went to this gynecologist, and I got in the door, and my insurance covered most of it, but I still had to pay $50 because I guess it wasn't called like a checkup. It was considered like a specialty visit, because I told them that I was having, you know, I was going to ask them about my period. Anyway, so they charged me $50 to walk in the door, and then I get inside and they're like, okay, so like, what's been going on? And I just kind of let them know, like, you know, bloating's happening again, and I feel like my period just hasn't been as regular, and, you know, I was getting bad cramps, and, like, that wasn't usual for me. And they were like, well, like, that's part of, you know, just being a woman, like, that's normal. Your cycle seems healthy. And they're like, oh, and since you're not 21, like, we don't do actual, like, physical checks yet. So, granted, like, they didn't look at anything, really. Like, they just took my word for it. And all they asked was, okay, well, do you want to go on birth control? And I was like, no. And they're like, okay, well, you seem perfectly healthy then. And I was like, if I'm perfectly healthy, why did you ask if I wanted to go? Anyways, and then they pretty much just proceeded to tell me that we would do yearly checkups from now on, and to let them know if I changed my mind about going on the pill. And I was like, yeah, whatever, like, whatever. Like, I know that they're just doing their jobs, and that's what they were told to do. It's a certain protocol, and they truly believe that they're helping people, but it just blows my mind how that's just the first solution to everything. And they didn't even want to ask me about, well, like, how's your stress levels? Like, do you have anything big going on in your life? You know, what's your diet like? They asked nothing of the sort. Absolutely nothing about my lifestyle, my diet, my exercise levels. And it bothers me so much, because women have no idea what they're getting themselves into when they're just being thrown on the pill, because we're grown and we're raised to trust our doctors because of all this schooling that they go through. And this is the kind of stuff that they just throw on us with no explanation and no attempt to actually solve the deeper issue. So if you were thrown on birth control, the original birth control actually completely stopped women's periods from happening. And then, you know, women were kind of uncomfortable with not bleeding. So they just kind of like makeshifted a new form of birth control. So now women still have a quote unquote cycle with birth control. So they think that they're completely healthy still. It's literally just taking away their chance of getting pregnant and making their period better. In terms of, you know, maybe helping cramps or acne, but that is not your period. That is not your cycle. You are not ovulating, which means you are not excreting your excess estrogen levels. So all of this built up estrogen, which is then linked to breast and ovarian cancers, as well as increasing the risk of your future child's cancer. When you do eventually end up coming off the pill, what's going to happen is it your period is going to be worse than it was before because you are pumping all of these artificial hormones into your body and not allowing your body to make its natural hormones. So your progesterone levels are probably going to be low and your estrogen levels are probably going to be high, which means weight gain, which means horrendous periods, which means heavy periods, which means infertility, which means bloating and inflammation and constipation and nausea and headaches and all of the above. Birth control is not doing anything to solve the issue. What it is doing is putting a band-aid on it for the time being. And there's a good chance you're not going to want to be on a pill for the rest of your life. There's also a good chance that a lot of you might be on it because you're like, you know what? Whatever, like it's fine. I'd rather be in pain for a little bit than, you know, accidentally get pregnant. And let's just, how many of us know someone who's gotten pregnant on the pill? Pretty much all of us, I think, know someone who's been on some sort of birth control and has still gotten pregnant. So this is not some foolproof way to like avoid pregnancy by any means. It's just pumping artificial hormones into your body. And if you guys take the time to understand that you cannot get pregnant at any time of the month. You have about a 6-day window that you are fertile, and that is it out of your 28-day cycle. So 22 days out of your cycle, you are in the clear. And that is what we're not told. We're told like, oh, you know, you do anything with a guy, you're gonna get pregnant. And it's like, well, no, there's a lot more to it than that. Are you in your ovulation window? Is your hormone level even, you know, level and balanced enough and healthy enough to even support a healthy ovulation? Can you even get pregnant right now? You know, these are all questions we need to be asking, and they're just not talked about. So for those of you guys who don't know, I have a couple episodes about periods already, but we have four phases of our cycle. So we have our menstrual phase, which also jumpstarts our follicular phase. So normally menstruation for women is anywhere between 2 or 3 to 7 days long. If it is less than 3 days and if it is greater than 7 days, that could be a sign of an unhealthy cycle. And then from there, we get into our follicular phase up until about day 14, 15, 16. Everyone ovulates differently. The common date that they're going to tell you is you're going to ovulate on day 14, but that is not always the case. So ovulation day is only a 24-hour thing. However, sperm can live in your body and get to that egg even 5 days before and the day after. So like I said, you have about a 6 to 7 day window that you are fertile. That is it out of your cycle. And then from there, you get back into your luteal phase, which then prepares you to start menstruating again. So tracking your cycle by, you know, through an app, through your body temperature, and through your cervical mucus, that is called the fertility awareness method. And if that is done properly, it has about a 99% accurate rate as compared to the pill, with typical usage of the pill, not perfect usage, because none of us are perfect. All of us are going to have a night where we either forget to take the pill or, you know, alcohol, something going on with our liver, anything like that, flushes it out, anything like that, typical usage birth control has a 93% accuracy rate. So 7 out of 100 women will get pregnant still while using the pill. 99% accuracy rate for fertility awareness if done correctly. So taking the time to learn and understand your body and your cycle will do far more for you and not put you through the, for lack of a better word, the literal hell of being on the pill. And then let's talk about some minor things that are kind of major still, but, you know, not necessarily health concerned. When you are stripped from your ovulation, fun fact, we are still animals. So men are going to be more attracted to a fertile woman. There's a certain glow to us. There's a certain aroma to us when we are ovulating and fertile. This is just the way that, like, you know, birds do like mating calls and all that stuff. Like, women are more attractive when they are in their fertile window. They're more confident. I know if you take the time to track your cycle, you're going to notice certain times of the month you're more confident than others. You know, you have more energy than other times of the month if you have a healthy cycle. This is because ovulation, our hormones are peaked and we feel good. So this is attractive to guys. So stripping us from that ovulation just kind of takes away a little bit of that. Now, this is not me saying that, you know, if you're on the pill, you're ugly. That's not what I'm saying at all. It actually has nothing to do with your actual appearance. You could look the same. It's like a certain energy. And like I said, it's literal like aroma, like the guys can smell without even like realizing it. You know what I mean? Also, when a woman gets pregnant with a baby boy, her body has more testosterone in it. And this is a little bit less backed up of a study, but it truly makes sense if, you know, you use your brain to think about it. All of the excess estrogen left from the pill is not allowing your baby boy to get the amount of testosterone it needs, which is creating less masculine men. I also truly believe that women being on birth control is also affecting how we are attracted to men. I don't know if you guys have seen the studies on this, but there's been so many studies done on asking women who are on hormonal birth control compared to women who are not on any sort of birth control. They're shown pictures of different guys, and women who are on birth control tend to find the men with more feminine features more attractive. And the women who are not on any form of hormonal birth control, they find the more masculine features much more attractive. So it is literally affecting who we're attracted to. There's been so many stories of women who like go on the pill and they're no longer attracted to their partner, or they've been on the pill and then they get off of it, and then that partner that they chose when they were on the pill, they're no longer attracted to them. Obviously, you know, relationships are deeper than just physical, but that's just something to keep in mind that I think is absolutely fascinating about the pill. Also, in terms of dating, you have to think about it from this standpoint as well. I feel like a lot of women have gotten so angry at men this generation for just being men. And I think a lot of the issues with relationships now comes from the unseriousness of hookups now. And a big part that had to play in that was birth control. Because think about it, like before, a guy had to be more invested if he wanted to sleep with a woman because there was a chance that she could get pregnant with his kid. So he had to actually be a little bit more invested as her, you know, as a person and as the potential of her becoming a mother. And now it's just this thing. It's like, oh, she's on the pill. I have absolutely no responsibility. I can just sleep with her and leave her. Like, it has nothing to do with her personality. And I can just go based off of looks. And it's become, hookup culture is huge now. And I think birth control has become a huge part of that. And it's ruining a lot of relationships because, you know, say, even just being young, you hear a lot of like, oh, like, enjoy your college experience and all that stuff. And it's like, no, like, hookup culture should not be a thing. And birth control is literally just elevating it. And like I said, just, we're all hating each other now because of it. Like, women hate men and men hate women. And it's just this big thing now. And I think birth control truly has a really big part in it, as well as, you know, birth control also affecting a woman's mood so much. So now guys are like, whoa. Because fun fact, a period Your menstrual cycle is only meant to make you a little bit tired and maybe a little tiny bit more irritable to certain things when you're in your luteal phase or the first like 2 days of your period. Crazy mood swings are not normal at all. It's a sign of hormone imbalance and, you know, having artificial hormones pumping through your blood all the time is a great way to absolutely ruin your mood. There's also been some questions about what happens to the artificial stuff when, you know, it's constantly pumping through our bodies. Are we peeing some of it out? Is that getting into our water flow? Is that somehow getting into the tap water that, you know, 97% of us probably drink in the world? There's already all sorts of heavy metals and fluoride and all that stuff in our drinking water. But, you know, now is there excess estrogen in our water that's also contributing to men's testosterone levels, which is affecting both of our fertility levels and, you know, just overall health? Are men less masculine because women are on birth control? Is a serious question we need to think about. And I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, would answer that question with 100% yes. I truly believe that women, the amount of birth control being pushed on women is having a very strong correlation to the drop in men's testosterone levels on top of everything else going on in the world. You know, our plastic usage, our heavy metals, our obesity rates, the chemicals in our food, and all of that. Like, the last thing guys needed is another thing to lower their testosterone levels, and that's exactly what I truly believe birth control is doing. So the point of this episode is not to shame anyone who is on the pill. It is simply just to enlighten people about things that we're just not told about. And this comes with every medication that is just so easily thrown on us. It makes me sick. Also, okay, sorry, I'm gonna go on a little side tangent here. There is a new over-the-counter birth control. Can we talk about how disgusting that is? You can be 13, go into Walgreens now and go pick up birth control. How did that get passed as something that's okay? You know, I think birth control, whatever, it's accessible to people, but you should still need to go to a doctor to get it. Over-the-counter birth control is absolutely ridiculous. That is, it's boggling my mind to hear about that, and I'm just so, it fired me up. So I just want to go on that little side tangent. But anyways, any medication that is just thrown on you, I would seriously think about looking into it a lot before. Not just Google searches, I mean like serious searching. You're gonna have to go past, you know, the sponsored pages on Google. You can't rely on every single study, because if you go to basic clinic stuff and you look up birth control, it's gonna be like, it's fine, it doesn't harm your body at all. And then whenever you're ready to get pregnant, just come off. No. Do not come off of birth control and immediately start trying for a baby. Please, for the health of your baby and for the health of you, please. Because your gut is now screwed up from the birth control. Your liver is screwed up from the birth control. Your hormones are out of whack because of the birth control. Please, please do not give that to your baby, because you are your baby's first home. So your gut health is essentially your baby's gut health for its first years of life. You can also, you know, I've seen pics, but this is not about hormonal birth control. This is about the IUD. There's been pictures of people falling pregnant with the IUD. And what happens is the IUD literally gets like lodged into the baby's skull. Like a baby has come out with like an IUD lodged into his brain. Anyways, if you don't think that's disgusting, I'm just throwing that out there that that's a thing that's happened. Little side tangent again, I apologize, but not really. I'm not really apologizing. I'm just fired up about this stuff. If you can't tell, like this stuff bothers me so much. But anyways, any medication, I seriously encourage you to look a lot more into it. Of the risks, of, you know, the benefits, to make it pros and cons. I truly believe some medicine is really great for some people. Some people needed to go on birth control for a little bit just because, you know, their pain was unmanageable, whatever. But there's always a root cause. And if a doctor tells you that there is no root cause and, you know, you just have PCOS or something like that, PCOS is manageable. And if anyone is hearing that and that triggers anyone, I'm sorry. I'd love to do an episode all about PCOS that will come in the future, but it is manageable. There are things you can do to relieve it, not necessarily cure it. So you're always going to have more risk of a flare-up than anyone else. but there are things that you can do to manage it. So if the doctor's just like, oh, you just have PCOS, or, you know, if they diagnose you with endometriosis without actually going inside to see if you have these like cysts and stuff, you do not have endometriosis. You cannot diagnose it just from symptoms, by the way. And if you go to the doctor and fill out and check some boxes that are like, oh, do you feel anxious sometimes? You know, does you get anxious in this setting, And they're like, here's some anxiety meds, without asking you anything about your diet, your lifestyle, your stress levels, anything like that, go find a new doctor. And don't just jump on pills because it's the easy way out, because it's screwing up your hormones. And like I said, all of it really is just like a band-aid solution to a deeper problem. So if you don't address the deeper problem, it's always going to be there, just waiting to spark back up. And it's probably going to be worse now that you put a bunch of fake stuff in your body. But anyways, that is going to wrap up this episode. If I offended anyone, I do apologize. Like I said, this is educational. Take it with a grain of salt. Form your own opinions with absolutely anything you hear on the internet. You know, it doesn't... Don't take everything I say as truth, and don't take anything anyone else says as truth. Don't take anything your doctor says as absolute truth. Form your own opinions and figure out what's best for you. But like I said, I'm just trying to enlighten more people on what's actually going on with a lot of our medical systems. So yeah, I hope you learned something new today. Like I said in the beginning, it would mean the world if you guys could give this podcast a positive rating and review. It helps us grow, helps more people find this organically that have never heard of it before. Follow my social medias, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, any of it. It's all in the show notes below. I am currently starting online coaching for cycle syncing workouts, nutrition help, you know, habit building, hormone health, all that stuff. So if you're looking for a one-on-one coach, definitely hit up my Instagram DM. I have a form to fill out in my bio if you are interested. So yeah, with all that being said, I'm going to leave you guys there. I hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or someone else up, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.